All right, so Chairman Banks.
Here.
Justice Tuck.
Here.
Nathan Evers.
Here.
Philip Fletcher.
Here.
Jonathan Rogers.
Here.
Jan Zimmerman. She had a Zoom call. She might be a few minutes late. And Nia Mappus.
Here.
That's everybody except for Jan and Tommy May. Tommy May had a different had a conflict and will get on as soon as he can.
Since this is a legally called annual meeting, did I hear Jan? Jan got on earlier, didn't she?
I haven't heard her yet, sir.
Huh?
I haven't heard her yet, no.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to, unless there's an objection, I'm going to declare a quorum. Let's move forward if we could. Welcome to everybody. I think most of you know by now that the Constitution
requires... Jan Zimmerman.
Okay, good. Hey, Jan, how are you doing?
Hey, Chuck, I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Real well. Thanks for getting on. We've just now started declaring a quorum, and so I was just speaking to the group. It's good to see everybody, hear everybody. Well, I'm not seeing you, but it's good to hear everybody, and glad that everybody's doing well and your families are well. This is required by law that we have one meeting at a minimum per year, and that's the purpose of the call for this meeting. And in order for us to conduct business, we have to have a quorum, which we do. And since we've got only one item of business that appears to be of substance, I'd like to go on and did everyone have a chance? If you did not, please take a minute and read the minutes of the Independent Citizens Commission of January 22nd, which is the last time we convened as a group. And then I'll entertain a motion to approve or amend.
Mr. Jonathan, I'll motion to approve.
We have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No objections, and so minutes are approved as written. The item of business is discussion of recommendations required by Article 19, Section 31 of the General Assembly regarding per diem, mileage, and reimbursement of expenses to members of the legislature. Prior to the call of today's meeting, I was not aware had been notified that there was an interest in having this on the agenda. That's absolutely fine. We're here open for business. So the call for the meeting does not require an increase or decrease or any action be taken other than to listen and discuss recommendations, if any, by the commission for change of per diem, mileage, or reimbursement of expenses. So, having said that, I'll open the floor to any questions from the commission first, and then those that are here. Roy's here, and I heard Bob was here, and there might be someone else here that's either in attendance that wants to discuss this by presenting something to the commission, or there's not. So do any of the individual commissioners wish to comment or question or give any input? Okay. I don't want to rush it, but if you change your mind, say so. Otherwise, we were about to recognize Roy, and a very fine person I've known for a long time, did a great stint there in the legislature. You're still doing a great job. Roy, won't you tell us what it is you've got that we need to know?
reminder that the House follows the General Services Administration guidelines on per diem and mileage rates. We do the mileage all over the, you know, for the state, but the per diem is split up by Little Rock, Hot Springs has a different rate, and then the rest of the state. It happens that this year, Little Rock and the rest of the state are the same, and Hot Springs has a different rate. So the lodging and incidentals for Little Rock and the remainder of the state is $151 per day reimbursement, and Hot Springs is $164. And then 57.5 cents a mile. So that's basically the standard that we go by. When GSA changes theirs, we would change ours then. They notify us or they notify of a change and we just deal with it in that manner. And that's my report.
Okay. Do I have questions or inquiries or comments from any of the commissioners?
Yes, I'd like to know, why is the Hot Springs rate different from the rest of the state?
I think that GSA determined that the hotel, motel, meals, and so on were more expensive in Hot Springs than they are in other parts of the state. That's my educated assumption there.
And how long has been in place for the difference in rate as opposed to being uniform throughout the state?
Well, our records that are before me go back to 2011, and in 2011, Hot Springs and Little Rock were the same, and the rest of the state was lower. And that just sort of fluctuates as GSA gathers data year by year.
Okay, thank you, Roy.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions?
Roy, this is Annabelle in Burtuck.
Yes, ma'am.
With the COVID, I presume, I mean, I know that the legislature has been having council meetings and all of that, but I presume that, do you have any idea how they're going to do the session so that this comes into play again, really?
Well, we are currently planning dealing with the committee rooms, with the chamber. We are making preparations. As a matter of fact, we've got meetings tomorrow and the next day. We plan on meeting here currently. If all, you know, it's kind of a moving target that we're having to deal with. But if things are as they are today, or even possibly not much worse, then we would meet here in, probably meet here in the chambers and go right on. I mean, the Constitution says we have to convene the second Monday in the odd-numbered year, so we're going to do that. We have to pass state budget. We've got a lot of things, and we are actively working and planning to respond and adapt like we did with the special sessions and the fiscal session, except we're going to meet here in the Capitol.
Okay. I just was curious. I'm sorry, it really is not on topic, but it is in the sense that I just didn't know how some of the legislators felt about travel and coming down a little lot.
Well, it's it kind of varies from member to member, but so far everybody has really been very cooperative, and we've made it work, and we are optimistic that we'll be able to in January.
Okay. Thank you so much, Roy.
Thank you, ma'am.
Roy, if I'm understanding this correctly, this is a report for informational purposes to the commission. It's not a request for ratification or to take any action. You're just giving us the informational process. Is that correct?
As I understand it.
Okay. Any other questions or inquiries or comments from any of the commissioners? All right. I thought I heard Bob. Bob, did you have information or something that you needed to share with the commission?
No, Mr. Chairman. I was just checking in and following the progress of the commission.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else that's present that has information that they need to share with the commission? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that who was to decide whether or not there's anything that we even need to do, having received this information as it relates, since there is no request, at least to my knowledge, if I'm understanding it correctly, there's no request by either the House or the Senate regarding this subject. So does anybody want to discuss this as to whether or not we have any recommendations as a commission at all? And I'll entertain, I don't even know if it needs a motion. And if silence means that we have no recommendation.
It does. Actually, this is Mia, and the commission has to provide recommendations, even if the recommendation is that none of these figures change.
Okay. Then, since that's required, I'll entertain a motion that we accept the recommendations, that we accept the information given, and the recommendation is there be no change. Anybody want to put that on the floor for discussion, or do we want to just accept it as is?
I'll make the motion.
Could we clarify that instead of saying make no change, that we would just continue to follow the GSA guidelines?
Yes. I don't have any problem with that. Anybody?
Okay. Thank y'all.
No, I think that was my question was, I just wanted to be sure that we're not cutting them by making no change, but it sounds like if you make, you know, that change to the motion, it would allow them to follow those guidelines that they've already been following. So I'm in agreement with that, and I would second it.
Can I get a clarification of the motion, please?
Clarification of the motion is that the recommendation, if passed, will be that they will continue to follow the GS guidelines rather than saying there just is no recommendation at all.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to articulate that better, that's fine. Nathan, did I understand you correctly with your last comment?
This is Nathan. I haven't commented either way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was that?
That was Jonathan.
Okay.
This is Kat Palmer.
Hello?
Hello?
Am I being disconnected or something? I'm.
No, sir, I don't believe so. I think some people just came on.
Okay. So, do we have a motion and a second? I think we do, given the language that was used to clarify the recommendation.
I have a motion by Justice Tuck and a second by Jonathan Rogers.
All those in favor of the motion, respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections or opposition? Motion's unanimous. Now,
That is the only item of business, unless there's new business or old business, that we need to address today. Does anybody have any old business that needs to be addressed? Anybody have any new business that needs to be addressed? Does anybody have any business? Do you have any business at all? I don't think you do. Well, this satisfies the legal requirement that we've now having passed that recommendation. So, since there's no other new business or old business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before we adjourn,
can I ask one thing, right. And I just want to clarify this. So the GSA, and I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me. The GSA addresses the per diem, the mileage, and the expenses.
That's my understanding, Roy.
Yes, that's correct. It is lodging, meals, and incidentals. Incidentals can include your taxi or whatever, then the mileage. So that's the total per diem. Per diem includes lodging, meals, and incidentals.
Well, wait. So I think that's what I wanted to clarify. So by the Constitution, the commission is supposed to be making a recommendation as far as three things. One is the per diem itself. One is the mileage. And then any third thing is reimbursement for expenses.
Well, that's what we just did.
I think that covers all. Their motion covers
that's it.
Everything.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other comments, discussion?
Roy, this is Nate Evers in El Dorado. Just for clarification, the commission last year voted not to take any reimbursement of expenses, fees, etc. So what we just did, does that change that, or are we still continuing with the same way we operated previously?
You talk about what, about our fees?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
This only deals with the legislative.
That doesn't deal with us.
Not with y'all, but just
okay.
This motion, as I understand it, just deals with the House and the Senate members and their per diem, mileage, incidentals, and so on.
Ours remains the same.
Yeah, thanks.
Other questions, inquiries, comments? Again, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Or did we do that?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't vote, did we?
No,
we haven't.
Second?
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. What am I missing?
If we don't, this is Nate. I'll make the motion. We adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you being able to join in, and thank you for your input.
That's it.
Excellent. I'll bid you all have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Banks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.